Okay, good morning. We'll call to order the Education Committee for October 3rd at 10:15. Second is approval of minutes from the August 1st, 2022 meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All right, approval minutes. Oh, I'm sorry. It's been a minute. All right. Motion to vote. Is all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Third is public comments. If we have any public comments today? No, seeing no public comments, we move on to the update from the town staff on a new facility partnership agreement with Charleston County School District. I believe Eric, you're going to...
Yes, sir, I'm happy to take it. I know Steve is here as well. He can provide additional information if necessary, but you know, we have three agreements in place essentially with the school district. First one has been a long-standing one that we utilize their facilities in the event of an emergency, which we did a few days back. But we have two others out there, and one is a general use agreement for, and by the way, we thank them very much for that ability to use those facilities. The other is a general use agreement that applies mostly to their athletic facilities, gymnasiums, performing arts center at Wando. And the third is a land swap agreement that is in the process, which is swapping one baseball field for another. And that means the existing baseball field just across the street of Whipple Road at Lucy Beckham High, that was town property. And we reached an agreement sometime back through council and through subcommittee to transfer that property to them in exchange for an amount of money to build a new baseball field, which will be located at the field space at Cariel Middle School. And the school district is paying for that. So we're in the process of finalizing that agreement. It has been delayed due to some final tweaks having to do with facility usage. And it appears that may be slowing the general larger use agreement that would allow greater access to their other facilities around town. And these are my words, but I think Mr. Chairman, you led the effort about trying to increase access to school facilities as a way to relieve some of the pressure on our recreation facilities. And so, but we had sent the original agreement, as far as the general use agreement, to them in June. And I wish at this date we were able to give you better news as to that agreement being signed, but we're not quite there yet. That's the update.
What is the use of the elementary schools? I know just in a utopia world, I spoke with Cary, North Carolina, and when they rebuilt the schools, they were involved when the actual construction of the schools happened. I know that has already happened here. So Cary was heavily involved. So what happened would be they would build the fields around, especially elementary and middle school. And I know that we run the sports, I believe, in our middle schools. Middle school does not have sports, so we run those sports for them, I believe. Is that correct? And but with their heavy involvement, they built bathrooms on restrooms on the outside. Mm-hmm. So if they would build baseball fields on the outside of the elementary school, the town was involved in also helping build the restrooms. Bless you. How do we know what Utopia is, which would be the town gets access 30 minutes after the final bell of all elementary and middle school fields. That is what I've seen as Utopia. How do we go backwards to make that kind of happen in Mount Pleasant? Because there is land available. There's land available in I believe Carolina Park Elementary. And as we, you know, if the referendum does or does not go through, there's available space around these schools. How do we include that? And is that already included in, let's say, the Carolina Park Elementary with the space they have available?
Well, certainly Steve can weigh in. I suspect when they have built their newer elementary schools, that they built them with facilities that they needed to support that that, the needs of the elementary school. For us to go back at this point, I would expect that they would ask for some type of contribution from the town to develop that land for recreation needs.
Okay.
And I don't, you know, I think that'll be an expensive endeavor. You know, those are the newer schools, the older schools, as you would expect. Unlike Cary, which is a very fast-growing community in a very short period of time, some of our schools have been around many decades. And what's there is what's there, so to speak. There might not be much opportunity to develop land at those locations. But the others, yes. You could expect the district to ask for a contribution if they were even willing to develop the land for that purpose.
I have a question.
Yes.
In the negotiating of this sort of the second agreement, the general use agreement, what is the incentive of the school district to allow the town to utilize, say, the Performing Arts Center at Beckham or Wando in the off hours, to use field space or tracks or that kind of thing? Are we, I mean, we as a town rent our facilities to out the third parties, like Alhambra Hall. Is that the situation that would be going on in this negotiation with the school, where the school would benefit economically from us using their facilities?
They could, and I know they do rent to some level. You know, we invested, the town government invested $600,000 to help build Wando's Performing Arts Center.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you've been, in your efforts to locate an arts center, you know that we don't receive much access to that facility, yet we paid for it. So in that respect, we have paid for something that we're not getting full use of. When it comes to other facilities, in my mind, the argument is that our citizens' tax dollars have paid to build those facilities. And I think everyone, any reasonable person, understands that those facilities go first to the children or young adults that are utilizing those facilities. But after that, there's certainly an argument that it should be opened up for use by the public. And if there's an opportunity, public, I mean the town of Mount Pleasant Recreation, after us, if there's an opportunity for them to rent to private clubs or whatever, then that would be an opportunity for them to earn some money.
Thank you.
Brenda?
I just think that maybe, when it comes to holding them accountable, so it's interesting how their budget and ours, it's still the same. It's our residents paying for the services. But I'm thinking after the new board gets elected, maybe we go speak to the new board and make it official, make it loud, and really just try to encourage that way. That might be the next step. Do you think that would help?
Yes. I think it's very effective anytime yourselves as elected officials can have those candid conversations with counterparts at the district. I think that's very effective.
And how many, I don't know if you know this, I'm sorry to throw this question at you, but does anybody know how many board members Mount Pleasant gets on that school
two.
Board? It's two.
Okay. Maybe three. Two or three.
Do you know? No. David, do you know?
Yeah. No. I was thinking two.
Okay.
Yeah. I was in danger of saying it and then being wrong.
It's a one.
I said, I believe two.
Okay.
But when Guang Ming said three, my confidence level dropped from 95% to.
It was one
so.
Way north. I think
they
split it. But I'll look it up real quick.
I think it would be good that we show up as an education committee stating this concern. And
it's about a reasonable use of the facilities. And I know Mr. Icofano has been pushing this for a while. It's not, we would never ask Wando High to utilize their baseball field. Right. Well, we know that they need that. They're playing a high level of competition, and that's not what we're asking for. We're asking for facilities that are really available, and without much work on the district's part, that they open them up for us to utilize.
I'm trying to understand with the basketball for middle school, for instance, and with COVID, that we kind of got shut out. I believe on that. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So what does it look like? Maybe Steve can answer. I mean, what does the agreement look like that we're is there an agreement that we run their sports, or is it that the space is available, therefore we're providing sports that happens to be middle school sports? I mean, do we have the agreement that we run the sports for them, or are we just taking an opportunity that exists?
Good morning. To answer your question on that, it is not us running the sports for them, because they do not have a sports program. So it's not us running their program for them. It is just us running programs for middle school children at the middle school using the spaces available over there. Another point that I did want to bring up as far as regarding to answer Councilwoman GM's question regarding the I'm sorry on that. Regarding, you know, why would CCSD allow this, and what advantage is it for them? It's important that we keep in mind that we also allow them to use a lot of our facilities. So it's not just of us asking them to be nice to, you know, can we use your facilities? There's another side to that. They use all of our fields. They use fields at Park West, at Joe Garch baseball complex, at the Center Street fields, the Jones Center. They use our swimming pool for practices for the high school teams. So they do use a lot of our facilities extensively as well, too. So it's kind of a quid pro quo thing.
Bell Hall Elementary being a very big example for that, using the fields out back. But then the playground's locked down, which I get some phone calls on that, why the playground's not available. I understand during the day on why it's gated up, but... That's Bell Hall Elementary. They just walk right over to the swimming pool, I believe.
I wonder if this is something we just need to address with, like, the school's leadership. Would they, because the athletic director is setting up the schedule for those facilities. So maybe we're just going too big and we need to get a little bit more.
Well, ultimately, they have to have an agreement, I believe. I mean, you have the agreement's pretty extensive, I believe.
And it can't be per school. It has to be with the district.
We have a draft agreement that we've been waiting to get a response on from CCSD at this time. But as Eric had mentioned, they are holding a little bit off on that until the property swap is completed.
So they have one master schedule for the whole district, one master athletic schedule. Do they?
Not that I know of. I'm not sure that they do. I would imagine that's probably run through there. But what we would do is we would simply request our usage of their facilities on a master schedule. We would ask, you know, request that we have access to, whether it's playgrounds, whether it's a basketball court, whether it's a field, whichever facility it may be. We've even requested in the agreement the possibility for use of classroom space for other programs and stuff like that after hours, and we have access to the schools for that.
When you look for art space, would a stage like at James B. Edwards, that doesn't provide enough? That's more like practice, correct?
Well, we did look at Lucy Beckham High School when they were doing it. There was a movement on council to give $400,000 to Lucy Beckham to upgrade their performing arts center to be a more professional level facility, and there was Principal Dassing was very on board with it, but unfortunately there was some public sentiment that felt like they weren't going to get enough, and then feelings that we had given to Wando and still didn't get the usage desired, and so that failed, and so we don't have any access to Beckham's Performing Arts Center, which is unfortunate, because I think especially like in the summertime when nobody's using the facilities, like it would be great to have that opportunity to partner with the school district and utilize them to get their fullest use, but no, I don't think just a cafeteria and a low stage would be sufficient.
Is something like that, like Councilwoman GM just mentioned, the stage during the summer, is that part of our agreement as of yet?
Or no, I don't recall that being in there. It may be. I need to look through it again here to look more closely on that. We did request use of fields and spaces and classroom areas and playgrounds. You know, it was a real big one in the afternoons. I'd have to check on the auditorium. I don't recall that we've had that included in here.
I mean, ultimately, it's all the citizens' money. And I think the citizens deserve access to that. So, okay. Thank you. Yeah, go ahead.
The other question I had is you know, this seems to be a very sort of recreation-focused discussion. Is this something that the health, Wellness, and Recreation Committee has not looked at this, have they? Is this something that would be appropriate for them to take a look at as well, or to get sort of more buy-in from council and support of council and, you know?
I don't recall them taking up this issue, but certainly the more the merrier, I'd say, because the more council is behind an effort, in this case, to approach representatives at the district to seek more access, I think the better.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think even mayor to mayor, that'd be a good conversation. I know Will wouldn't mind. That'd be awesome too. I just think we need to look at it. First, I went but where I went from 1 to 10. I went, no, it's just contact the principals to having the mayor speak. So, but I think we have all of council support, of course. Now we just have to talk them into it, put some pressure in.
We'll get the information out to all the other council members and ask them to contact. I don't think we have to wait till November. We can still talk to our current representatives on the school board.
You think?
I think, sure. I mean, I know I have a meeting with Ms. Darby coming up, so I'll let you know how that goes. But I don't think we started it. I think it'd be a good thing if she helps us finish it. I mean, we started this a while ago, so I think we need to put some closure to it. Thank you, Steve, for your hard work. Anything else?
Nope.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, with that, next on the agenda is to adjourn. So thank you, everybody.